Well, I appreciate everybody taking a few minutes to come on this call and have some sharing we're going to do for the members. I think a lot of people are very excited. Here we come at another week ending talking about what may be taking place by Sunday, Monday, next week, so on, because we've all been anxiously waiting this. We've been excited about it. What we've been doing the last couple of days is trying to verify some of the things that we've seen, either on the board or some of the things we've seen and heard in rumor. Even some of the news posts we've seen have been speaking of what's about to take place. We've seen some things happen on even some of the currency boards that have had us excited. We're going to talk about all those things really quickly. We have an array of people here that have some really good information that we want to get to, so we're going to jump right into that. At the end of this, we're going to remind you guys of some things, some disclaimers and why we do these things. But for right now, let's just jump right into the meat of what our conversation's about. And we're going to start with Kevin. Kevin, are you out there, Mango Rancher?
I am.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing the digging you've done and coming up with some of the things and the pieces that you have, you and Steve and a few others. But if you could share with us what you've come up with, I think everybody would really like to hear this.
Well, thank you. I'd be happy to. Last week, we actually had a notification from a bank contact that they were notified to increase their reserve levels by $400,000 for that particular branch. We were looking for proof of that, and so what we did is we requested a confirmation, and I was sent an email that confirmed this in writing, which I provided to Steve. So we did get confirmation, so it is 100% accurate that they did receive $400,000. It is confirmed that they did receive $400,000, and it is in their vault. First part of this week, they did a secondary training. This time, the tellers were not involved. This training did involve the IQD, and they were talking about how to deal with customers coming in.
If you could up the volume just a little bit, Kevin.
Sure.
I hate to interrupt you there.
No problem. They had a meeting the first part of this week. With their staff, excluding the tellers, and the meeting was dealing with the people bringing in dinar, and they were talking spreads. They were informed that they were going to start out at a 5% spread and could negotiate down to 0% with the approval of their branch manager. Now, the one thing about that I did ask my contact about the $400,000. Dollar reserve was, is this a normal number for them? And I was told that this is not. In fact, this is the highest level they've had as far as a reserve since 1999, the Y2K scare. So we did get confirmation of everything there. They did their training first part of the week, and they are ready for it. And they said that they are negotiable on the spread itself.
Well, we talked about this earlier today, myself and Ivy and a few others, and I think that negotiable spread is going to be all over the place. People are going to want to see how much they can get out of us, but that's something we're going to negotiate. We also have Tyatt Dinar, our banker, and Ali that kind of have our backs on this. And we've got some people that are saying, hey, X amount of dollars per million. Myself, I'm lining up to get it done that way. 3% is a lot when you're talking even $1 million of dinar. That's $30,000 per American million. So that could be a lot of dollars when you start looking at some of these spreads. So we're definitely going to be shopping that one. But to go through the list here, we've got a number of people that have kind of had the same type of information come back. And so some of this you're going to hear is repeated. But what we're doing this for is we've heard a lot of people and seen a lot of folks on this board that say, I've been talking to my banker. I went in and talked to this person. We don't recommend people call the banks whatsoever. But what have we recommended you folks do as we move forward? And that's talk to your banks and try to leverage your position. And you should be talking to your branch managers and saying, look, in order to be prepared for what I'm about to do with the IQD, a currency that's coming on board, in order to be prepared as an intelligent business person yourself, you should be speaking to your business, your branch, your bank, about your situation. And so in doing that, we've come up with some really interesting things that our members have found. So this wasn't a mass, let's call all the banks. We were doing this in preparation for our businesses. So let's keep that in mind and be professional about it. But I wanted to say that as we go through some of these folks, because we have called banks on their own behalfs in their own local areas, and we're going to keep all the banks unmentioned, but these are verified situations I think you're going to find very interesting. Mickey, if you don't mind starting us off, I know we've had a lot of conversation between me, you, and a few others. Can you share with us what you've come up with this in the last couple of days?
I can, and I'd be happy to as well, Dan. What I found in my area, I spoke directly with a bank in trying to determine if they were truly exchanging at this point. Excuse me. And what brought this to a head for me was I had received a memo from one of our members that was the actual memo where this bank was letting employees know, we are no longer selling Iraqi dinar, but we are exchanging. So I went ahead and made that call to try to get some information and see just where they were at with this, were they truly exchanging. The person I spoke to verified this information, said that yes, at this point they were no longer selling, they were exchanging. I asked about a rate, and this employee told me that I would have to physically bring my dinar in. They would then be mailed to a corporate location. At that point, when the dinar were verified, they would contact me with a rate, which I, of course, found very odd. I would never do that type of transaction where I didn't know up front. So I did press. I made a couple of calls to corporate and was given the same story, basically, that this particular large bank that most of you would be familiar with is ready to exchange today. They said they would credit my account immediately if I would bring the dinar in, have them forward them to corporate, and then we would discuss the rate. Now, at that point, of course, I ended the conversation because I would never be willing to do. I would never be willing to do that. But later, I also got another communication that came directly from this bank that indicated what they would do in the way of spread, which is interesting to me. They say that currently they are charging $30 per thousand in the form of a spread, which, as Dan mentioned, would be $30,000 per million. So when you think about this, you recognize that at today's rate, we're not really even in a position to give these people $30 per thousand because the dinar, as we well know, has no value currently. So it made me aware of the fact that this large bank knows something is soon to come in the way of a revalue with this currency. And that's basically it. As I said, I called several branches, spoke with corporate, directly with folks in foreign currency. They all gave the same story. They're exchanging today. You bring your dinar in, they mail them to corporate, and then they will talk to you about a rate.
Now, I appreciated that. I know you did a lot of work. You know, when we do these calls and you start saying, here's what I've done, it sounds like a 20-minute job. we've spent 2 days gathering information between all the people that are on this phone. So, Mickey, I appreciate all that hard work. I know you went through a few people to get to some of those finalized conclusions. So I appreciate that, as I'm sure everybody does. Ivy, you had a piece similar, and I know it was a short and just a confirmation of what was really taking place, but what did you come up with there?
Dan, thank you. I went to a bank and stopped in. I was getting ready for post-RV and getting my plans in line. And I went up to a teller and started asking some questions and regarding the IQD. And she told me, first of all, it was a scam. Second thing she said was that people believed they were going to get rich quick with this, and that's just not the case. And then obviously under the same breath, she turned around and said, but we'll buy your dinar. And so when I repeated back what she said to me, and then said, doesn't that sound interesting that you'd buy it? She said, that does sound interesting. And I told her, you're absolutely right. That's very interesting. And that's all I have really, Dan.
Well, I know, but it's kind of where a couple of these banks have gotten caught. And what we've heard, and I've talked to a few myself, and I'm not going to talk too much about mine because you guys are pretty much all the same, but we're all saying about the same things. But when we ask them about this, they're a little strange, and while we want to ask this question, but every one of the ones I talked to, two bankers myself, and both of them said, well, we're not selling anymore because we cannot get the currency, but we will buy it back from you. And when I pushed one of them, you know, why would you want to purchase? Well, we can't get it anywhere. And we know some things are about to take place with this currency, so we are very interested in purchasing, and we cannot get this currency. So here's a lady that's basically repeating the rumor side to Ivy. You know, I believe this is a scam, but my bank's willing to buy it back from you, this scam money. So I thought that it was kind of funny that, Ivy, you came up with that. Thank you very much. Chuck, you also had something that you had talked, and I know it was just a small piece, but it's a verifying piece, and if you wouldn't mind sharing that with us, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I have a friend that's a financial advisor for a major national and international bank, quite frankly, and she called and told me that she happened to be looking at the backboard. The backboard's in a computer where the bank posts what the notices are for employees, and she noticed, this was last week now, she said, I noticed that next week, which is the week we just completed, they're doing some major foreign currency trading. And she said, now this is just my opinion, but it appears to me that they're expecting a large change in the foreign currency and probably expecting large amounts to come in. One, they were going to change the way the security would be handled with foreign currency. Two, they were going to change the time in which the funds would become available, the time frame. And three, change the amounts that would be immediately available on large currency that's brought in. However, anything that's deposited directly, for instance, from Dinar Trade, Dinar Banker, would be credited immediately.
It's interesting how these banks are doing so much planning on this scam. But anyways, obviously I'm kidding. Appreciate that, Chuck. Thank you. Suzette, I know that you're someone we just met the other day, and I appreciated your conversation you had with myself and Mickey and Tony. We had just had some long conversations with banks. In fact, the three of us, as well as Ivy, spent probably 4 hours yesterday on the phone communicating with banks and trying to get information from international trading banks and so on in different states, because that's where our planning led us to as we were trying to figure out some things for ourselves. And then, Suzette, you were introduced to us through some posts that you had made, and they were really interesting, some of the things that you had posted. I was really appreciative we were able to reach out to you and have that conversation yesterday, and I appreciate you coming on here with us this evening. Could you share with us what happened with yourself, kind of like everyone else here?
Well, sure, Dan, and you're welcome. I don't mind sharing at all. I'm a business person here in Texas, and I have a home also on the East Coast. So I have a bank up on the East Coast where I have a checking account, and my husband and I were talking, and I said, well, you know, I need to see if this bank is any place in Texas. Well, we found out that, yes, as a matter of fact, it was. So I called the bank and said that I was interested in opening up a checking account, and a young woman came on the phone, and she started talking with me about different checking accounts. I explained that I already had an account in another state with this same bank, but that I wanted to make sure that I would be able to transfer funds between the Texas bank and the other bank. And she said, well, that won't be a problem at all. So I got some information about all the different checking accounts. Then I asked her, I said, well, now, does your bank deal in foreign currency? And she said, yes, we do. She said, now, the dinar. She said, we're not selling the dinar right now. Now, what I found so interesting about that was that I did not say dinar. I said foreign currency. She said, we don't sell the dinar right now. However, we will cash it in for you. And she said, but I don't think you're going to want to do that until next week because we are expecting an RV. I mentioned nothing about an RV or the dinar. And I said, well, that would, you know, I would, of course, be waiting till after the RV. And she said, well, next week when you decide, the day that you decide you want to come up after the RV, I'd like you to call me that morning and try to be up here at about lunchtime. We have a beautiful new art museum right next door to us, and they have a wonderful restaurant, and I'd like to take you and your husband for lunch, and then we can discuss your investments. Now, I felt, I mean, I was just being treated wonderfully. I followed up today with the phone call and spoke with the same woman, and it was like 10 till 4. They close at 4. I told her that, you know, that I was going to plan to come up there, but I really wanted to know a little bit more about the process when I came up there. And she said that they would take the dinar and they would overnight it to North Carolina to their foreign currency department, and that then they would tell me what, you know, not the spread. She didn't say the spread. I'm trying to think of the word.
The rate.
The rate, what the rate was going to be and what I would have to pay, you know, what they would expect from me. Now, the foreign currency office had already closed at 4, so she is supposed to call on Monday morning, and then she told me she would call me right back.
Well, it's interesting, and I know that we're all talking about different banks. I did speak to my bank here locally, and I got kind of a similar situation that happened just before this call, about an hour before the call, and they had to check with their foreign currency office. It was based in Atlanta. It is a good-sized bank. Many people know. I mean, we could be talking about B of A, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Bank of the West, TDK. It doesn't matter. Credit unions, they're all pretty much saying the same. Nobody knows what banks we're talking about. You don't want you folks to talk to any banks except for your own. Call your bank advisor and start talking to them about what's about to take place with you. That's just smart business. We're not calling up banks just to see if we can get information. And I really appreciate it about all of you folks on here that you're really trying to figure out your own plan of attack after this investment for so many months and years, some of you. And this is smart business, so let's keep that in mind as we go through this call, because some of the people that we're about to talk to have seen some things because of what they're hearing reported. They've done some different things. And because of that, I'm going to jump right over to Karen, and I'll come back over to Jody and Tony and Joe and so on. But, Karen, you've heard some of these things. You've seen some of these. This is Karen and Bob from the website, and Karen was able to get on here with us just last minute. We've seen her post earlier today and said, you know, your post goes right in line, Karen, with what we're talking about here. Many of the things we're finding out are that the banks are doing exactly what some of these members are saying. So you can go to any site, and you can see some post about what the banks are doing, or somebody walking in off the street and talking to a bank, or people calling and trying to get information. But we wanted to put together a call where you guys heard verified information of people that you trust. You guys know Mango Rancher, Mickey, and Ivy, and you've heard of all these people. You've seen Karen and Bob. So, Karen, when you and Bob heard all this information, you guys went a step further to try to check some things out. What did you folks find out with? And thanks for coming on our call.
Hi. Well, thank you for having me. Yes, we've been listening to all the different calls. We both watch the posts. We definitely listen to the conference calls, follow all the different articles and everything that Steve posts. And we had the opportunity yesterday evening to get together with one of our mutual friends who happens to be an armored truck guard in Southern California. And we decided just on a whim, because of the different things that we've read about the banks supposedly ordering the additional cash reserves and everything, we decided to ask this friend whether or not he had noticed any fluctuation in the amount of currency that he was delivering. And as soon as we asked the question, he gave us a really strange look and just said, "How did you know about that?" And, you know, prior to us talking, we have never mentioned the dinar to him. He had no clue what it was, or the fact that, you know, we believe that it's due for an imminent revaluation. So he went on to explain that he had noticed that they were carrying substantially higher amounts than normal. He wasn't specific about how much, but it was, he says, substantially higher. And we just felt that it was a validation to, you know, what everybody has been saying on the conference calls. It gave more credibility to what we've read on the posts and what we've heard. So we don't have much more information than that. But this is somebody that, you know, I've known this person for over 5 years. Bob's known him for even longer. And we just found what he had to say very interesting because it tied directly into what, you know, what everybody else has been saying on the calls. And, you know, I happened to think of one other thing when somebody initially was saying the bit about being able to sell the IQD back. We had another occurrence that tied right in with that too. And as I was listening to the call right at the beginning, this triggered a memory for me. Just this past weekend, we had gone to our local foreign exchange office, and their price for a million IQD was $1,030. We could have turned around and sold that million IQD right back to them for $1,220. So it certainly isn't, you know, it wasn't the huge exchange difference that some of the people have noticed. But we did a double take, and we actually had him, the guy at the counter, re-look at his computer, and we're like, you mean we can buy it for cheaper and turn around and sell it back to you and make money on it? And, I mean, we had him confirm it. So that was actually a second validation for, you know, the aspect of what we've been hearing on the calls, and these two little snippets of information fell into our laps. I had shared the bit about the turnaround on the cash on chat, but we hadn't posted anything on it. So some of the people may be aware of it because I do late night chat, but for others who aren't, that's another little tidbit, you know, that it does directly tie in, I believe, with what, you know, other people are finding.
Well, I appreciate that. And the value that we're seeing in what we're doing here, I think for some people is more validation. We still have some people that have invested in this weeks, sometimes months, maybe even years ago, that have lost faith in what we're doing. It's why we did that call the other day, just on the foundation of why we got it started and why we're doing this call right now, to give people a little more faith, if you would, in what we're doing. This is not some fraud or scam or you shouldn't have done it. The people that are laughing at you are definitely going to be a little more upset. And I don't mean you, Karen, but I mean us. The people that are kind of chuckling that we would be so ridiculously involved in an adventure that's going to give us almost 3,000 times return on our dollar is, I think they're going to be a little upset they didn't do a little more investigating, which is what we've been doing. And with that, I'd like to go to someone who's been investigating from the very, very beginning. She's probably read way more than most of us and done a lot of research and stuff, just like Mickey. But Jody, I appreciate some of the things you have to bring with us to this today, because you've really dug up some of this stuff, and again, verifying what we've already heard from everybody else. But please, Jody, if you could kind of share with that with us, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, and thank you. Yes, I do love research. This is something I'm very, very interested in. A lot of my information just ties in and confirms what Mickey and some of the others have said. I'd also like to share with the group what one of our other members has found. He actually spoke with someone that was upper management in a particular bank to verify some information that Mickey was receiving. He did, in fact, get a return call with the same exact information that IQD, they were not selling IQD. However, they would exchange IQD for an undetermined amount. Once it was authenticated, they would then get in touch with them and let them know what that amount would be. If that was acceptable to them, they would immediately credit their accounts If it was not, it could be sent back to them at their expense. I went a step further and did some verification of my own and got the same result. I also have another contact at an entirely different bank that I've been in close contact with who has been able to access the foreign currency division site of their bank internally that is now no longer able to do that, which is an interesting bit of information that I thought I would bring to the table as well. So basically what I have is that it's just further confirmation that we are getting a lot of banks that are saying the same thing.
Well, and I know we talked about this, Jody, before we got on the call. A lot of us are saying the same thing. I said, you know, that's why we're going to buzz through this call very quickly and give confirmation after confirmation. That those things are happening. sorry about that noise. Anyways, that's one of the things that we're going to, that I enjoy about being able to pull this stuff together. You doing research. One of the things we need is when you start investigating this way is we need that kind of research. We need people like Steve that like digging up the news. I personally don't like digging through the news, and I don't mind research as long as I can get to it quickly. I don't have a lot of patience. So the team really appreciates yourself doing the research and Steve doing the news part and all that stuff, because we all need to be able to have some part, if you would, in that kind of a situation. Tony, talking about backing some things up, one of the things that you brought to the table, and I know you didn't want to share this because of some exact timelines that are on here, and again, we're talking about intel that somebody else is speaking, but Tony, you, after all the talking we were doing, you remembered a friend that you had. Maybe you could share that with us, because that, to me, brings some light to this as well.
Okay, and really that's exactly what happened. I was on the calls with Nikki. I was on the call, you know, with you in the bank. I was on the call with Ron in the bank, with Mango Rancher in the bank. I've been on all these bank calls. I've been listening. I've been hearing for myself. And the fact when Mickey and Swift said, hey, they're going to send the money back here to this place. She said it earlier in the climate. I was like, You know, I really didn't think about it, but that's where I'm from. So what I did today, I called my brother and I said, hey, do you know anybody that works at any of these banks where we can get some real information? And he said, yeah, I know. Your best friend's wife, you know, she works there. And I said, oh, I didn't even know that. So actually we did a three-way. We called her. She answered. And then I said, hey, man, well, her name's Pat. I said, hey, well, you guys won't, she won't care. This is what we're doing. Can you see? And she's a branch manager. And I got excited. Really? She called the foreign exchange department and they said the same thing that Mickey has said and Ron has said and the lady said. I said, oh, this is the same thing all over again. Send it in, do that. But I was getting it from someone who I personally knew. She said, they did tell me, though, that they wouldn't give me the price because it's going to change every day. So, okay. So, and Joe's going to get into that a little bit later. But that is what they told her. It would change every day, and that they expected it to make a big change next week. And they said, it's going to be next week. So that's what she told me. Now, this came from somebody who I have known since the eighth grade. You know, she got it from their department. She didn't even know what the dinar was. But she did say, this is what they said. So we're hearing the same story. I mean, you know, it's the same branch, but we started at the West Coast, went all the way back to the East Coast. So they're all getting the same information. They're all telling us the same story. They're all calling the foreign exchange department, verifying it. And it was from the West Coast to the East Coast. So nobody can say it was one group, one little cluster. This was everybody involved in this thing, and this is a huge bank. So just more verification. Everything that they're hearing is true, and what we're seeing posted about the bank stories is actually true. I mean, and to top it off, Dan, I don't know if you're planned on it or not. No, we won't say that. All right, go ahead.
You never know what I planned on. I was just amazed that somebody you knew in the eighth grade is still in the workforce. I'll set a baby on. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm just playing. But, no, Tony, and what I liked about that story and the reason I didn't want to leave it out is because we're talking about somebody you know personally. And that's kind of what this whole call is about. You know, we can call up people, we can see all these other people saying all these things on all these other boards, but we know and trust everybody we just heard from. And we're getting to know some of these people even better. And we're going to see some of these people in San Francisco, and we're going to become, you know, we know that we can trust our own team. And so to me, this becomes valuable news when Tony tells me that he's known this person a long time. I absolutely did not want to leave that out. And some of the other people on here, these are things that they've dug up themselves. They physically talked to these people. Joe, something happened today that really jumped out at a lot of us. And I know we're going to try to keep this call as short as we can and stuff, but I don't think we could end the call without bringing this up. There's a couple pieces that come up today with the different currencies, and we had some conversations earlier on what we think about that. I mean, the biggest, well, I'll leave my comment till after you comment, Joe, but what do you really believe about this that we're seeing? And I'm talking 100-plus currencies coming on board. Do you see this? Maybe you could just kind of address this a little bit, because people absolutely want to hear that from you.
Well, thanks, Dan. To the rest of the team, all great information, too. Well, it's fairly, undeniably unprecedented what we've seen. Now, we've seen pennies to nickels changing in value, some up, some down. We've seen them from the four corners of the planet. And I mean, it's a surprise that that many currencies would have some sort of adjustments. The couple interesting things that we noticed, the entire Middle East region's not represented. I find that interesting. I find even Iran being in there interesting. Why they would do that, you know what? I mean, we're going to go jump right into speculation and rumor, which might as well just dive right in. I mean, it's a preparation. It's a rebalance. Now, it's not a significant rebalance. However, we don't know the dynamics between each and every country as they relate to each other. So that balance, that reconstruction of balance may be much deeper than we see on the surface. I was quite surprised by that today. I'm sure everybody was quite surprised by that today. Now, don't be surprised that the Iraqi dinar is not listed on there. As we've said in the past, it's not going to be told to you 2 days ahead of time. It'll be updated when it happens. I wanted to talk a little bit more. If you have more questions on that, Dan, I'd like to answer them. If not, I do have some banking comments.
Absolutely, please. Joe, the only reason I was talking about just time is because of our time on this stuff, but absolutely bring that up. The banking stuff, the reason I wanted to touch on this is because a lot of people are asking and they're seeing things on the board, and, you know, who better to ask that than someone who watches the board? You and Dan watch it all the time. And to be able to hear from one of you guys what you think is going on, we know that the IQD is not being traded right now. We know that it's something that at least not being traded like we're looking at these others. And it's going to be a huge deal when it pops on. So it's in a different category. But I thought we should still address it as if nothing else, it's a step forward. And that's not speculative. Like you said, this doesn't happen on a normal basis. So along with all the things we're reporting on, we're reporting, if nothing else, this is a step forward into something that does show that we're in a progressive mode to something happening in the currency situation, because it's going to affect a lot of different currencies. So I appreciate you bringing that to light, and please go ahead with the banking
Chiefs.
Okay, so we talk about check boxes. We talked about Forex as being a check box. It's done. It's ready. It's prepped. It's prepared. And it even went through some more iterations this week when we saw multiple boards even line up more closely with each other than in the past. So check box. Now we're seeing a realignment of monies. And in terms of monies, perhaps trillions cumulatively. So check box. When we hear a bank say we're no longer selling dinar, but we're happy to buy dinar, well, on the surface you go, well, I'm not sure I understand that too much. But the reality is it's a very loud message. A bank's product is currency. That's how they make money. They make money on money. So they bought money to sell us money. So they bought dinar, put it in their asset column, and they would mark it up and sell it to me or you, everybody else, and make a margin, right? You're a businessman, check, right? You get it, right? Got to sell for a margin. Well, all of a sudden now I'm not going to sell it anymore. Well, why not? You were making money on it before. Why are you stopping? Well, is it unreasonable to assume? We think we can have more profit if we don't sell it because it's going to have an even higher value than the margins we've been making. That was a very loud message that people might not have heard, so I just wanted to clarify that. Now, another thing that was said that Tony brought up, the dinar would change every day. Well, let's look at it in terms of what the CBI, or let's look in terms of what Quaid does. It adjusts every day. Now, we're talking about tenths of a percent, maybe a penny, okay? So can Iraq do that? Absolutely. They can adjust by a penny here and there, or half a penny. So don't be surprised or alarmed in that term that Tony said that it'll change daily. I suspect a 10-cent, maybe 15 spread. Okay, that's a really big spread. But let's say it comes out at 10 cents. Well, they're going to narrow that gap over time. So that is something that probably what Tony's referring to as adjust daily. I think that's all I remember about the banks. If there was something else, I'll chime in. But that's my piece.
Okay, and I appreciate that. You still hear me okay? You still hear me okay, Joe?
Yeah, I sure can.
I was changing phones while you were talking. I had a battery that was beeping, and I panicked. Had to run in the other room. Well, I appreciate everybody's time on this, but I want to wrap this up with something that we were talking about before. I did a call on this the other day because it kind of started bringing us back to why we started this board and everything else, and I want to touch on this just for a minute as we close. Why is all this stuff important? We talked about this the other day. The foundation of your belief is based on the facts. We know where this is moving, and we see it moving forward. And so when you hear things on the board that kind of start disputing this, these people are put there for one reason. They're trying to shake your foundation a little bit. And this information is put here so you can think a little bit. Do you really think that this is going to take another 2 or 3, 4 months? Because I've seen people say this may last till June or April or May or whatever it is going to be, and I'm not throwing rocks at anybody who's saying these things. But when you hear those things, obviously anything's possible, but do you think that banks are going to ramp up at this level? I mean, it costs a lot for a bank to order money. And that may sound crazy to you. Well, it's the bank's money. What do you mean order it? Well, they take it off the shelf of interest. They take it off the shelf of lending, and they're going to give it to you for some reason. Well, believe me, when they can give it to you for 3% just for taking in more money, they're excited about that one. And so we've got drivers telling us that, yeah, it's absolutely beefing up. I'm delivering more than I normally do in a big way. When we have memos that are telling us, like what Steve and Kevin talked about today, I've got proof. This bank is ordering more. There's X more in the vault. They're preparing. when we start hearing that security, all of a sudden, not security, but training is being done for security reasons, for fraudulent dollars and for fraudulent currency. What's that word I'm looking for?
Counterfeit
money. As they start looking for counterfeit, how to use the Delamere machines, what to do on the first 5 points to identify it before you even get it to that machine. All these things are taking place because the Iraqi dinar will never hit the live market. It will never be any value to anybody. That's what you're hearing on these boards, and people actually panic when they hear that. And I said it that way for a reason, so don't panic. They're doing this for a reason. It's about to reevaluate, whether it's next week, the week after, the week after. They don't order money. They don't increase all of these things for any reason. Here's something I seen on the board the other day, and some of you guys went for it. And I'm bringing this up at the end of this call because I want you to think of these things. When somebody of ignorance comes on our board and says, well, yeah, they're beefing up the sale of this because of the tax time, there's somebody just digging for information that doesn't have a clue. And you can think that. But don't type it, because they're not doing this because of the taxes. Have you ever walked in? Maybe you guys got better banks than me. But I walk in and I put down $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 tax return check. Actually, I haven't had a tax return in many years, but you know what I mean. You have a tax return check you put into the bank. What do they tell you? They're going to hold it for 5 to 10 days. You ever cashed out on your tax return check the day you walk in? Our banks do not prepare to give us our money back at our convenience ever. So when someone tells you that, they don't do much business and they're not thinking. All they're doing is just trying to put a negativity to something we've proven. The banks are gearing up to put out more money. Oh, it's because of tax time. Really? Have you ever talked to anybody that's done that maybe the year before last or the year before that or the year before that? Because it doesn't happen. So we need to have a little bit of an investigation as we listen to some of these folks and see if that's possible. Don't have your foundation shaken by some of these dream stealers. We're not over here just fantasizing about making money. We have done hardcore research. Steve's put up news. Kevin has looked through things. Mickey, Ivy, every one of us have looked through something to prove that this is real. This is the most substantial opportunity you've ever been into. Now, we could have kept this information to ourselves. We could have put it out there yesterday before we verified some of these things. But we wanted to make sure that we had some facts we could bring you guys, and a lot of people backing all this up. And so even though it may have sounded redundant, I hope it did, because each one after each another made this a more solid foundation that you can build upon. And we wanted you to go into the weekend thinking of these things. Stop looking at the dream stealers. We're almost there. Have a great weekend, and I appreciate everybody's time.